Hello, my name is Salim Salceda, SALEEMSAUCEDA. And I am recording an interview with
Alberto Oliveira III, Alberto ALBERTO Oliveira OLIVEIRA.
From Brownsville, Texas. The date is September 28, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamaladas Festival. Alberto, let's begin. What do tamales mean to you specifically?
I mean, I think it's a tradition, a long tradition within Hispanic and Mexican families. So to me, they just mean good food and, precious memories with loved ones.
Do you have any special memories of tamales or of tamales that you shared? Or?
So the only, important memory for me is just remembering my grandmother, and when it was time for her to start getting ready, getting all the ingredients and the utensils to for her to make her yearly or annual tamales. That's what it means to me.
What do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them? Is it like everybody gets together, or is it only you, or is it like a family tradition?
So, I mean, I guess we were like a non-traditional family. We knew that my grandmother would start making them around this time, so we were ready. We were ready to just get her everything that she needed. We tried to help, but, As any other grandmother, we weren't, our skills were not up to par. So we just, for the most part, just were spectators of her making the tamales.
You were only there for the eating part.
Exactly. No special eating tradition. It's just more of, just waiting.
And watching her and learning.
Yes.
Is there a particular person you associate tamales with?
So, yes, that would be my departed grandmother. And knowing how hard she worked to make these tamales, which, even though it was funny, because she would probably say so many times that she didn't like the process and it was so much hard work, but I mean, we all knew that she enjoyed making them, and that she knew that her love in making them is what we appreciated, and they were and it just made them a lot more special to have when she made them.
When do you usually eat tamales? Is it a special event, or is it like an all year thing?
So no, it wouldn't be an all year thing, because she wouldn't like to make them that often. If I remember correctly, it would be around Christmas, the New Year time, that she would make them. So that's really the only time that we would eat, or that she would make them.
So a holiday.
Yes, like a, yeah.
And how would you say you eat tamales? Like, is she usually made tamales, but did she pair them with, like, frijoles or maybe arroz? Or?
So, yeah, I mean, our staple at the house was refried beans, or beans in general, with arroz. So that's really all we would eat them with, tamales with the refried beans, the arroz, and just a little side of salad.
Did you... I've gotten many things weird today, but like ketchup or ranch, lemon. Did you put anything?
I wouldn't. I mean, maybe just some Tabasco, but that would be me. But my father, on the other hand, he does eat tamales with ketchup. So that's probably the only thing that we would kind of see and we're like, what are you doing?
Do you know how she prepared the tamales? Mm-hmm. If she had any special process or just the regular process, the marrada and...
She had specific utensils that she needed to use. So it had to be that one Tupperware, huge Tupperware, you know, bowl, or, you know, bandeja. And, there was this particular size spoon that she would use, you know, to kind of put the masa over the tamale, or the leaf of the tamal. But I mean, as far as the, well, she actually... If I remember correctly, she would buy the meat, you know, just from the regular grocery chain that we had, which was Lopez, or HEB as a last resort. But, I mean, she would particularly, you know, prepare the meat with the spicing and all that. But, I mean, I don't think there was anything specific that she would use.
And do you know how she, what ingredients she would use? I know, like, chile or something that would, like, burn your throat or something
specific. So, yes, we do remember that. If and when she was making that seasoning and she was boiling, I don't know what. Yes, I do remember that, where we would almost choke and we all had to open the windows. But, I mean, I'm not really too sure what she would use.
Mm-hmm. If you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions about where you purchase them or where you would usually buy them from?
I mean, being from the Valley, it's who you know. It's it has to be somebody's grandmother, or it has to be a really, really good contact that you have that you've used for years. And that's who we look for.
And what's your favorite kind of tamale and why? What's your favorite
delivery? So I'm very simple. My favorite one is just tamales de frijol. Just very simple. That's my go-to.
Yes. And what's the most unusual tamale thing you've ever seen?
Well, I guess it has to be the sweet type tamale. That one I'm not used to. And like it's not, yeah. It's not really something we look for.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it for today. Albert, do you have anything else you want to add? Do you have anything else special about tamales? Do you have a special story?
So, my only advice would be, if you have the opportunity to learn this process with your grandmother or someone special, to actually sit there and learn it from them, try to do it with them. Because, you know, we really didn't allow ourselves to do that. And it's sad now that our grandmother's no longer with us. We did get her to write down her recipe, so at least we have that. But now it's more of, we have to kind of learn the process on our own to try to make them just as, you know, good as she would.
I think so. What made them special is love.
Exactly. Exactly.
The love that they put into them. Well, thank you for being with us today, Albert. And until next time.